We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Frequent, it's Klein Alley Show. This hour, lots for you. You got to see this underwear that Allie's got in front of her right now. It is massive.
I didn't expect it to be massive. I didn't purposely buy massive underwear.
We will get to the story that goes with the giant underwear this hour. And if that's not enough to keep you here, I don't know what is.
In an emergency situation, you could parachute successfully using this underwear.
You really could. This is, this may be two, this may be one of those tandem. This could probably hold two people, the parachute stop. We'll get to that. El Cheap on a Thrifty Thursday. We'll do that as well. Give you some tickets, get you on that standby boarding list coming up 1 hour from right now to see Coldplay. Coldplay joining us on the show tomorrow, Chris Martin, and he's going to bring a bandmate with him. Who will it be? Place your bets. And of course, tomorrow is the return of Lie Day Friday with the lie detector machine. That's all happening.
213, so good to hear Sweet James's voice. Yes, absolutely. Always nice to hear his voice. Regarding chatbot GPT, 310 said it cannot cite sources in a paper and can't learn, which makes it easier for people to cheat.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I mean, teachers will never be fully replaceable because, but I understand why the AI and the chatbotting is going to be a lot of the future. It just is going, especially as it pertains to things like customer service and that sort of stuff.
Well, and if people are striking and they're like, I want better pay, they're like, okay, well, this robot will actually do your job for nothing, so bye.
Unplug this one. We'll kick off this hour and I'll get into why Allie has the giant underwear here. That is after this. On perfect song, Allie. Elephant right now on K-Rock. All right, it's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. We'll get into some El Cheapo action on a Thrifty Thursday. If you got hacks that you do, you're pretty proud of, even if you're accused of being cheap by your friend's family, El Cheapo will break it down for you, and we'll pick our favorite, as we do each and every week, and give you something for free, which if you're super cheap, you love free tickets to see Neil Brennan tell jokes at the Ebel Theater, 800-520-1067. That's our number. If you want to call and join us for some El Cheapo action in a moment. Milton, quickly, let's clear out these lines from other people that are on the phone for a variety of reasons. Hi, Milton. What's up?
Morning. Just really quick, with that chat GPT thing, you were saying that the scary thing about it is like, yeah, sure, you can take jobs, but the scary thing would be that
I can't. I think this may be a chatbot calling us right now. I'm not exactly sure what that is.
No, this is a human,
and I
kind of wish it was a chatbot.
I wish that was a chat. Your phone, sorry, Milton, I'd love to hear what you're saying. Apparently, Milton, you have inside information that chatbots are programmed to kill us all. Is that correct?
Yeah. Pretty much or make us stupid.
All right, that's what they're trying to do.
Well,
so that's
we
the
know
plan.
That.
We know that.
I'm fine with it.
That's why we did the dumb off last week, to prove that we're getting stupider.
Yeah.
And we proved it. So thank you for that. We greatly appreciate the call. El Cheapo has a predicament here, which, you know, you would think with El Cheapo, she knows the answer is just do the cheapest thing possible. If you've got things that you've done, you believe that you are super smart, others accuse you of being super cheap, 800-520-1067 to talk to the great El Cheapo.
It's time to talk to the kingpin of cheap. Here she is, El Cheapo.
You know, you might call me whipped because I'm the only person who does the grocery shopping or really any kind of shopping in my household, but it's really because I only trust myself to get the right deals. And I was told when I was heading over to Costco that I needed to buy new underwear. My wife told me that it
was
time.
That's hot. Valentine's Day month, right to Costco.
Underwear, you've had the same one since I met you, and it's time to get rid of them. You need to get something new.
You were still rocking the University of Pink?
Yep, I still got those.
Graduating
even though I've gone through a lot of different
2002.
Sizes.
Right.
They're either loose or tight. I just roll with it. And I don't want to go back to Victoria's Secret because they're really expensive. And some of their underwear, it's like $25 for five of them. It's ridiculous. So I went to Costco.
Hold on. You think that's ridiculous? That to me sounds like a great deal.
Totally. I guess men's underwear is it's much more expensive.
Yeah, let's get some equality going. I can't buy five pairs of underwear for $25.
Yeah, but it's not. It's all the ugly designs and weird sizes.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm. It looks good to me. I've walked by those posters before, Victoria's Secret. I've actually been the person that's had to hold that weird mesh basket while my wife puts underwear in the basket.
Yes, but Clyde,
I love that job.
Every penny counts, and I was able to find a pack of 10 underwear for $13 at Costco.
Oh, God, those are...
But the thing is, you can't try them on, right? So I'm just kind of guessing which size I might be based on the models that I'm looking at. So I look at the packaging, and I look at the model wearing the underwear, and she looks thin enough.
Hold on one second. You try to figure out your size of underwear based on the model on the front of the underwear package?
Yeah, like look at this model. She looks like about my size,
no,
wouldn't you think?
No, that is so false. This is like, this woman is like she's an underwear model. She's like a size zero or something, size two or something.
Okay, well, this looked like the right size.
The underwear's huge, but the model is not.
Well, it has good coverage, Klein. That's why I like it.
That looks like a... I mean, that is, you got to get a picture of this on our Instagram. This underwear is massive.
I decide to buy the large because I was too nervous that the medium was going to be too small. So I buy the package. And
I thought you were
going to
say, as El Cheapo, you should always buy the biggest size because you get more fabric for the same amount of money.
I mean, that too.
Yeah.
And they're thicker, so I know they're going to last a long time. So I get home and I try them on, and they are massive. I mean, they go down my legs. They go up to my bra almost.
You have to understand, a Costco.
They're so big.
Allie, a Costco large is not the same as a Victoria's Secret large.
See, that I did not know, because I'm definitely a large at Victoria's Secret.
Everyone knows that all larges are not created equally. And a Costco large, I think, is the equivalent of a Victoria's Secret quadruple extra large, probably. A Costco small is the equivalent of a large anywhere else.
Okay, so I didn't know that. I try them on, and then I decide, well, I don't obviously want these underwear because they don't fit me. So Katie's like, what are you going to do? I was like, well, I'm going to go back to Costco.
You can't. You tried them on.
And she was like, you tried them on. I was like, but
she's
how
right.
was I supposed to know the size if I couldn't try them on? Now I've tried them on and they're not the right size. So I have the receipt. I'm planning on going back and returning the Costco
it's
underwear.
It's so embarrassing.
And
Allie.
It's a good move. That's a legit move.
Omar,
hold on. I also washed the underwear that I tried on.
Wait a minute. So
you washed it?
Wore them and washed them?
Well, I didn't want to just wear them.
Just returned them all stanky. here you go.
You don't think they do a smell check when you return them?
Nah, I mean, I don't know if this is what they do, but I assume they just send it back to the manufacturer, right? And the manufacturer.
Oh, I feel like
it.
They just send it right back to the shelf.
Let me get this straight.
No,
El Cheapo.
Way.
El Cheapo, you're going to stand in line at the Costco return line, which is look
These
at
are
this.
The ones I tried on.
Look, oh my God, those things are so big. That looks like one of those commemorative quilts they let everyone contributes to after a tragedy or something. That is unbelievable. That's one pair?
This is one pair, yeah.
Oh.
So now I don't know what to do because Katie's made me feel bad about bringing them back, but I don't want these underwear and I already spent $13 on them and I want my $13 back. Think of what other things I could spend $13 on at Costco. The possibilities are endless.
They're going to need one of those, they got the carts at Costco, but then they have the what are those things for the people that have to move the real items, the pallet mover. They're going to need those to put Allie's underwear back. That's how big those things are. Welcome to El Cheapo. She is the queen pin of cheap. She's returning worn underwear. Daniel, what say you?
My hag is I used YouTube to fix my car. I've never been to the mechanic.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah. I've done that.
Hold
times.
On. You have an issue with your car. You will not go to a mechanic. You will just watch a YouTube tutorial and do it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my friends say I'm cheap and some say I'm dangerous, but I think it's worth it.
Wait, but these must be all kind of like, minor fixes, like oil changes and stuff. I mean, if your transmission goes out,
maybe
you're not...
a little bit of bigger stuff.
Wait a minute. What's the big... I'm not talking about changing a light bulb on your headlight or whatever.
You can change out fuses and batteries and all kinds of stuff.
What is the most
extreme? Battery, radiator, the timing belt.
Oh, my
God. Timing belt sounds important.
That's
impressive.
Yeah, good for you're a real man, dude.
Yeah.
Give this man your manly underwear.
It doesn't matter if he's a man. He just watches a video.
Hey, Jim, you're on with El Cheapo. What is it that you do?
Hey there, Klein and Allie.
at Home Depot or Walmart, you know how they change out the end cap displays? If they forget to change out the price from what was there and it was way cheaper, manager will honor
that. They have to honor
it. And then even if you don't, even if you don't want that item, you can take it. Even if you don't want the item, you can return it and get a store credit without a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Oh,
this guy's on to something.
Dude,
right
that
there.
Is awesome.
Oh, yeah. My love. Every once in a while.
I'm at Home Depot all the time.
Yeah. If they don't change out the, that's right. The display one, even if they've already swapped out the price going up, they got to honor. It's like a nice. Nonverbal contract. Stephanie, you're on with El Cheapo. What do you got?
My cups and our jars, like jars, olive jars. Pasta sauce jars.
All of your cups at home are made are former jars.
Yeah.
Like your whole cup collection is like this used to be
the whole
Prego.
Thing is jars. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is like half.
That's
kind
of hipsters. I feel like made that acceptable.
No, because the few times that I've been to Erewhon, you can buy like some crappy juice or whatever, and they give it to you in a mason jar. It's a perfectly good mason jar.
Yeah. I feel
and
like
you
that's...
can just reuse that and have that. I drink water out of it all the time.
Alex, you're on with El Cheapo. What do you got? 818.
Hey, so if you buy shoes on the Nike app for full price and then take them back to the Nike community store, they'll give you your money back, and then you go back in like a day or two, and they'll be on the back wall for 30% off.
Oh, because you returned them.
Yeah.
Whoa. I know. That's what, maybe that'll happen to these underwear, Klein.
Oh, God.
And then I can repurchase them.
Would you buy... They're going to burn those.
That's how they're going to make the rotisserie chickens at Costco. Ali's giant underwear is going to solve the homeless problem for all of Los Angeles, Southern California. We have to take a break. So many good El Cheapo from what you heard so far. I'd love to. Oh, you know what? Hold on, Tiffany. We're going to get to you in a second. Tiffany's got the solution to your underwear problem.
Great.
We will.
So sad. My life is sad.
Hammocks for animals. Good idea. We'll be back in a second. Sure, I'm K-Rock. It's a Klein Alley show. Inching closer and closer to getting you some Coldplay tickets. The show tickets don't even go on sale until tomorrow. Coldplay will be on to tell us all about that tomorrow. Chris Martin returns to the show. Let's wrap up the El Cheapo. There's actually someone from who works at Home Depot who wants to confirm something. Go ahead. You're on K-Rock. You work at Home Depot?
Here's a trick that they don't tell you by employees. If you go and look for a specific item, like let's say a power tool, if they have the cheaper one and it's out of stock, they have to honor and give you the more expensive one for the same price.
Whoa.
So, like, you can save anywhere from $150 to, like, $200.
Whoa.
That's good to know.
The Home Depot return policies, and that's why I returned those plants.
Hey, let me ask you, as a former employee of Home Depot, when Allie brought back a dead plant that she had for a year and then killed it and got her $8 back, would you judge her for that? You can be honest.
We have people that return Christmas trees right after Christmas because they have 90 days to do it.
See, I am not anywhere close to the Home Depot shame that they see on a regular basis.
Tiffany.
Yes.
We have a lot of people that have advice for Allie with her underwear. You're first.
I was a manager at a big box retailer in charge of the clothing department. And I can tell you that they just take it back and throw it on a pallet and send it to be resold. She shouldn't feel bad. Like, they might laugh at her when she brings them back.
Thanks
for that warning.
And they're going to return that one pair on a pallet, she said, as well. Did you hear that?
And they're going to put it up for resale online, Klein. So someone online is going to buy these underwear.
Yeah, they're going to sell them in the comforter aisle next. Someone needs a comforter. Oscar, you're on. What's up?
Yeah, if Valley Creek can't get her Costco money back, she can always sell it online to a creeper.
That's true. That's a great idea. I can wear these, dirty them up, and sell them to the highest bidder.
Problem solved.
You want in?
Oh, no, I'm good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, now you should be awake. It's K-Rock, about 30 minutes to go. Get you in to see Coldplay and also hopefully get you on that standby boarding list so that you can go see them again in Amsterdam. Good morning, and how goes it? Welcome to the prequen. You know, it's award season, officially. There's a lot of stuff happening. Grammy's coming up. The Oscar noms just hit. And we found out yesterday that right here in Southern California, we won an award for having the most famous street in the entire world. People are questioning that. Some have argued that it's not even the best street in Southern California, Hollywood Boulevard. How is it the best street in the most famous street in the entire world?
And we don't even consider it to be the most famous street in Southern California. But Sunset, I mean, Main Street, so many others, Mulholland Drive, were nominated as replacements as best streets.
But Muggs felt it was important that we let the street give an acceptance speech, so he went over to Hollywood Boulevard and got a chance to chat with some people there to give the street the acceptance speech that it deserves, because when you win a big award, you should be able to give a speech.
How long you been out here on Hollywood Boulevard, man?
I'll be on here every day for about like a year now. You already know how I go.
Hollywood Boulevard was just voted the most famous street in all of America.
Oh, wow.
You, my friend, are here to give the acceptance speech for that award. You ready?
That's an honor. That's an honor.
All right, the stage is yours.
All right, it's a pleasure to give the most beautiful street in all the world, most famous street. People coming from all around the world do their thing. You can watch a show. You can get some food. You can pretty much, it's like a wonderland all in one street. Come on down to Hollywood Boulevard. You already know you're going to see Baby Snoop. You might go in and smoke you one if you go in and catch one. 25-8, not 24-7. Hollywood Boulevard. We're here every day, all day. Come on now. I want to thank, you know, the street. You know, I want to thank God, of course. You know, woke us up, woke all of us up every day. But, hey. The streets here every day. Thank God for them not closing it down. But I want to thank you as well for interviewing me. You know, everything happens for a reason, my brother.
What a beautiful speech right there. The Baby Snoop giving a nice speech
baby
to the street.
Baby Snoop was the man.
You might get
so
one,
cool.
You might smoke one, and you got to thank God.
Dude,
I mean, everyone who accepts an award has to thank God.
And as he was giving the acceptance speech, he like picked up like two chicks just driving by.
He did?
Yeah.
So they just stopped and
they're
said,
like, oh my God. That
Baby
guy
Snoop.
Baby Snoop.
Most of the...
Hey, white weird guy, get out of the way.
Yeah, you're making me less cool here. Most of the people he chatted with, there was a combination. There was a lot of this sort of stuff.
His daughter, her bubble butt, said that she is. She must have went to Ross. And her mama in the backseat. And her dad...
Is she insulting me about my underwear?
I think she's making fun of Allie. I don't know what she's saying, but I feel like she's making fun of Allie. But people were...
I'm at Costco, not Ross, lady.
When you broke the news that they were standing on the most famous street in the whole world, people were pretty excited about that.
Yeah, most of the people were really excited. There were only a couple that were questioning why it was the most famous.
Yeah, like I would imagine that for all the runner-up streets, they would think to themselves, man, like we got screwed on this one.
Yeah, and you didn't get a chance to talk to like generic Spider-Man?
No, generic Spider-Man wasn't there. I did see generic It or Pennywise.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Here's generic Pennywise.
Cigarette still there. Private. Ethan. Hey, it's the Marvel Menthol Syndicate.
Same one. Same exact one.
That is a spot on Pennywise.
Nailed it. Well done. Well, what a moment. Sex, drugs, etc. on K-Rock. Speaking of drugs, Jake the Nerd likes to approach people as they're leaving dispensaries all over town and immediately see if they're up for taking the pot quiz. If you'd like to play with us right now, win yourself an ounce of something. Every time we do the pot quiz on K-Rock, we give away an ounce of something to someone who plays the game. We don't know what the ounce is until the end of the game. Could be an ounce of something you really want, like the sticky icky. Could be an ounce of something completely different. An ounce of something is up for grabs right now at 800-520-1067 with a brand new round of the pot quiz. We got people that are, think about that. You're leaving one of the dispensaries, and there's no shortage here, as you know.
I mean, there's one right down the street.
One? There's like six right down the street.
Yeah, they're all over.
It's kind of cool, actually. It's a beautiful thing to think about, like how you know, if you remember, you know, 5-10 years ago, you'd have to go through sometimes. If you had like a dealer, you're like, oh, my weed got ran out, or there was a shortage or whatever, you're like, what are we going to do? Now, yeah, I'll just walk another half a block.
Well, I remember, too, the stores that you would go to buy, like, you know, pipes and bongs and stuff like that. They had to make it seem like they were
for tobacco.
For tobacco.
That was the funniest.
Yeah, it was like, what are we all kidding ourselves? But yeah. It still felt nice to walk into those stores because you felt accepted in a way. Like, really, you know?
It's funny because you'd go into, I remember those stores. I think those stores obviously still do exist, and I think they may still pretend it's for tobacco, but you'd say to the guy, like, so I just put the weed here. He's like, oh, the tobacco there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right.
This is a grinder for your tobacco.
Right. right.
I'm like, it is?
Yeah. I'm just rolling around cigarettes.
Ryan's tobacco.
All right, well, it's time for the pot quiz, and this is a couple that was leaving the store together. So Jake asked them a bunch of questions. We're going to meet them in a moment, but let's go ahead and kick off this week's pot quiz.
It's time for the pot quiz. Pot with a T, not a P. We're going to quiz you while you're high. With a T, not a P.
Pot, 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 pot. Sing it.
Pot, 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 pot.
Come on, everyone.
Pot, pot, pot. Pot, 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 pot.
All right, here we go. Let's meet the couple that was approached as they were leaving the store.
What's your name?
Kimberly Hinkle.
I'm Dale Hinkle.
Oh, the Hinkles.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Hi. You know, it's like they have rehearsed that intro and they say it to everybody.
Oh, boy. That's crazy.
Song and dance.
Just goes to show you. It's not
and
just,
I'm Dale Hinkle.
Not just a bunch of like 25-year-old skater, stoner, potheads. You got a nice couple here that feels like they're the neighbors in any sitcom. I mean, the Hinkles. Here they are.
What's your name?
Kimberly Hinkle. I'm Dale Hinkle.
Where are the Hinkles?
And where are the Hinkles?
We are high on sativa.
We are tripping balls.
All right, let's see what the Hinkles... What do the Hinkles look like? They sound to me like just like an old white couple.
They're not. They're an old black couple.
Really?
Really?
Oh, it goes to show. You can't judge, huh?
What's your name?
Kimberly Hinkle. I'm Dale Hinkle.
Let me ask you this. When's the last time you guys smoked?
Last night.
Last night? So you guys aren't high right now?
No.
Geology is a study of what?
All right, that's where we'll kick off the pot quiz. If you can get a few of these right, we will give you an ounce of something. What will it be? The Hinkles will determine just how far you go in the pot quiz. So let's say hi to Kenny in Costa Mesa, who would like a chance to play and win here on K-Rock. Good morning, Kenny. How goes it?
Good morning.
Meet the Hinkles. The Hinkles are going to try to answer some questions. It's the pot quiz, a chance for you to play and win. And this is question number one.
Geology is a study of what?
All right, well, the Hinkles get that one. They're not high right now, but they did smoke last night.
Yes, I think they'll get it.
All right, he says.
Putting faith in the Hinkles.
The Hinkles will get it. If you get it right, you'll continue to play. If not, we move on to another contestant. Get two in a row, and you become a winner. Here we go.
The planet Earth, isn't it?
Oh,
no!
I'm so sorry.
It's funny because he sounded even higher as he answered the question.
Yeah, he sure did.
Well, I'm the Hinkle. Vulcan.
Never would have expected the Hinkles to curse so quickly into the pot quiz.
Yeah.
All right, let's say hi to Mitch in Northridge. Mitch, you get a shot now at the pot quiz. Here's question number two. With the Hinkles leaving a dispensary with... what did they buy in there, Jake? Did we get how much stuff they bought?
He said up front, he's like, I bought a half ounce of some good grass.
Okay,
right.
A lot of stuff. Here we go. Let's take a listen here.
What is paper made from?
All right. What is paper made from? Will the Hinkles know this one?
I want to say trees.
Yeah, trees is the answer.
You want to say that because it's true.
We'll interview you next.
But yeah. Mitch, will
he taking the pot quiz?
Yeah. Mitch, will the Hinkles know the answer is trees?
I want to say yeah.
All right, let's find out. If you're right, you get to keep on playing. Here we go.
Trees.
Hey, that's right, trees. They got it. There's
a
point.
He knows grass and trees.
All right, so hit Mitch. You continue to play the pot quiz. So let's go ahead and see if we give you an ounce of something. Here's question number three for the Hinkles.
What animal gives us veal?
Okay, what animal gives us veal? Mitch, will the Hinkles know this one?
No.
He says no. Allie, you know the answer, right?
A cow.
I know.
It's a baby cow.
A baby cow.
It's a baby cow, yeah.
It's very sad, actually.
Why are you looking at my underwear when you say that?
Allie got veal-sized underwear. Let's find out. Will the Hinkles know the answer? Here we go.
Lamb.
Lamb in unison.
Oh, my God.
That is not...
We both discussed this in a trivia night before, and it's lamb.
It's definitely lamb. Mitch, that's two in a row, which means, my friend, you've won the pot quiz.
Oh, that's amazing. Huh? All right.
You get an ounce of something. What will it be, Allie? This guy gets an ounce of what?
All right, let me
Is it going to be weed?
Let me see. Oh, interesting. Klein, it's not an ounce of weed, but it is a hot commodity. You have won 1 ounce of egg.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. That's a great prize, right? An ounce of egg these days is worth way more than it used to be.
Absolutely. Would you like it raw or scrambled? Do you have a preference?
Hold on. No, we actually can only send it one way, which is one whole egg. Put it in an unpadded envelope. And make sure we get Mitch's address.
An unpadded envelope.
Let's see how the Hinckleys end things up, Ellen.
What two colors make purple?
You think they'll know this one?
Yeah, I think they will.
You do?
Yeah, I have faith in the Hinckles.
Yellow and green.
No.
I don't think they know what purple is.
That makes light green.
Yeah, we could have asked them, what is purple? They wouldn't have gotten that right.
What is the name of the longest river?
You think they'll get this one?
No, no.
It is the Nile, though, right? Is that the answer?
It's the Nile.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's find out.
Like this. Ohio River. Ohio River.
They sound like they are Ohio, for sure.
Yeah.
Ohio River, yeah. What is hummus made from?
Granite rocks.
What? Sorry?
Rocks. Granite rocks.
All right. Okay, they're going to the wrong farmer's market if they don't know that one.
Favorite flavor of hummus.
That's the granite rock.
I bet
rock.
You can't show this couple rocks.
Like a pine nut and granite rock.
Yeah, I can't.
Imagine what they sit down for dinner. It's ground up rocks and baby lamb.
And how many grams in an ounce?
All right, that's always the final question in the pot quiz. How many grams in an ounce? You think they'll get this
usually
one?
Usually with stoners, I feel like they will know this, but I don't think they will.
He didn't know what purple. They did buy half an ounce, though, so maybe he would know.
Yeah, but I don't even think they know much about different strains and all that stuff. Like, they walk in and ask for grass. They don't know anything.
Here's what the Hinckle said.
That's what? 8 grams?
Oh.
10 grams?
I'll say 10.
All right.
Oh, there you have it.
Oh,
very
sad.
Nice. Thank you. Nice to meet you, Hinckles. That's been the pot quiz. Hold on, Mitch, so we get your address.
They have a reality show.
Send you an egg. They should get a reality show. We take a super quick break. We're back with your ADD news, and then we get you in to see Coldplay right after this. K-Rock. T-minus 10 minutes till we have Coldplay tickets for you. Rose Bowl show just announced. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow, but we'll get you in. It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley show. Coldplay will be joining Mr. Jimmy Kimmel tonight. His show is having a primetime special to celebrate 20 years. Jimmy Kimmel, graduate of K-Rock University. 20 years been doing that show. Coldplay was the first musical guest on their first night. The first night of that show where the audience got drunk, someone threw up, and then they had to stop serving the audience booze. Coldplay was there, and they will be back again performing with Jimmy tonight, and then they'll join us tomorrow. So if you're a fan of all things Coldplay, be ready to call in exactly 10 minutes and be ready to listen tomorrow when Chris Martin returns to K-Rock. All right. In the meantime, here's what's going on in the world.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News, America's most trusted news. It is not our slogan, but good for them.
So we've been given a lot of advisories lately. We had the storm advisories, the cold advisory. Right now we're in the big wind advisory. But there's another issue happening that we haven't gotten an advisory about. And it's an important one. A bunch of beaches here in Southern California were shut down because of a massive sewage leak. 24,000 gallons of sewage discharge have leaked into the oceans in Southern California because of a blocked main. And they're advising people not to swim, wade in, or even walk along the water until they can clean it up properly.
in a bathing suit and a snorkel. Gotta get them there.
Test the water.
Report from the scene.
We need to know. But wouldn't you agree that, hey, don't jump in? Not that a lot of people are jumping in the water right now because it's been cold. But
surfers are, though.
Don't touch the water advisory because there's a bunch of poop in it.
Poop advisory, yeah.
Why aren't we getting a poop advisory?
I did see the story, so it's out there. But, yeah, it's not getting the same coverage as the wind. And I think if your option was something blows into you or you swim in poop, I feel like there's one that's way more important to me to know about.
Totally. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to change my behavior because it's windy. But
as you said, minus a few people, like, it's not really beach weather now necessarily. And also, isn't the ocean kind of always gross?
Not as gross as a lake.
Anyway. Shark poop, whale poop.
Yeah, it's got a lot. The ocean's covered. Ocean is like the toilet for, you know, most of the world.
Yeah, but it's not as, like, it's because of the tide and stuff. It cleans a little bit. It's like a little filter process, and it's so big.
Well, we have a lot of questions, so we're going to have to send mugs there. So, I don't know. That's the only way we'll get answers.
Remember that house that was having, like, septic issues? He fixed that issue?
The stinkhole.
Possibly, yeah.
All right.
Stinkhole, yeah.
You're a good omen with poo-related problems.
213 said a great use for Allie's underwear. Send it back there to catch all the... It's a good idea.
To filter it all out.
Donate your underwear to the beaches.
Okay,
solve
fine,
the problem.
I'll do it.
The hazard for dolphins. You can't do that.
Allie's underwear caught 7 dolphins.
All right, new research has come out about what people believe to be the most and least honest professions. They gathered a list of various popular jobs. They asked people how they felt about those jobs as far as trustworthiness.
Number one has got to be used car salesman for most trusted.
It's definitely used car salesman. The most trusted profession was a nurse. And if you think about it, that totally makes sense. You feel like you trust a nurse a lot of times more than the doctor.
I agree. Doctors sometimes try to upsell you on some stuff.
Yeah, but the nurse is like, I got you. I'm going to do all the preliminary stuff. I'm going to take all your information. I'm going to hear about all of your initial problems that you want to tell me. You trust me that I'm going to take care of you now.
Yeah,
I'm going to pass all the information on to the right people. And I'm, you know, they can do a lot of stuff, you know, that they're trained to do a lot of the stuff that doctors can do anyway. So they're kind of an all-encompassing, trustworthy human being to have in your life. Meanwhile, on the lowest end of the list, in dead last place, was the telemarketer. They were just below the second last congressman.
Really?
Congressman was the second least trusted. The ones who are making all the decisions about our government and how we live our lives are the ones that we trust the least.
Yeah, telemarketers get a bum rap. I mean, I agree. They're just trying to sell you something, so they're going to tell you whatever you need to hear to buy whatever it is that they're hawking on you. But there's got to be
hawking this congressman?
Yeah, that's going to be the worst. You can trust me. I'm a former congressman. That's the key if you're a telemarketer. Just start your call by saying, I'm a nurse. Right out of the gate. Nurse calling.
Hello, I am nurse.
Right, just whatever.
Would you like to buy this timeshare?
Yeah, that's a good move right there.
All right, if you say it's
whatever you say, nurse.
Whatever the doctor says. Okay, and then finally, I just wanted to point out, didn't want to go through the show without saying, it is the 3-year anniversary of Kobe Bryant and Gian and the 7 others that died in the helicopter crash.
Jeez.
It's one of those things where you always are going to know where you were when you got this news. It was super tragic, but celebrating Kobe's life today, and people are kind of sharing some just other things from interviews or interactions they've had with him. I think that'll continue happening for years to come. And his shoe line, they're saying, is reaching Jordan proportions as far as the amount of people that have purchased the Kobe line. And, you know, it's kind of crazy to think somebody's legacy lives on in shoes, but it's so significant for so many people to own that merchandise because it kind of instills that Mamba mentality in their lives, and that's a beautiful thing.
I can't believe it's been 3 years.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts.
Sitting right here in this room all day taking calls, talking to people.
Yeah.
It's kind of a crazy thing. How many people that listen to K-Rock, you know, been in and around, you know, Southern California had just the stories of, you know, running into Kobe all over town, different Disneyland, whatever the case may be. And it was like,
and always positive interactions.
Always positive.
Too. Such a humble
always
guy
positive.
And such a hardworking guy. So,
oh, man, 3 years. All right. Thoughts, obviously, with Vanessa and all. I mean, that's I can't believe. Is that true, Ellie? 3 years?
Three years? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man.
It was 2020, January 26, 2020.
I feel it was longer ago.
Really?
Yeah. It feels like forever ago to me.
I remember that morning. That was terrible. That was really bad news to get. It was one of those ones where that was right after there were so many internet hoaxes about different things. And there was like one of those, I think like 2 days earlier, there was like a fake Betty White died one. So I was like,
yes, that's right. There was a weird Betty White died hoax.
And I was like, this is so twisted that someone would do that. And then I was like, oh man, this is real. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, on that sad, depressing note, we'll take a quick break. Okay. Thanks for bringing us all down.
All right. I didn't want to not mention it. I think it's important. And I think it's important to think about the positive things.
Yeah, that's right.
And, woohoo.
Thank you.
Thank you,
that's the appropriate response. We'll be back in exactly 2 minutes. When we return, we have for you tickets to see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl. Put your name on the standby boarding list to go travel and see them again in Amsterdam. That is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.